Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Now I'm a union man, amazed at what I am. I say what I think, that the company stinks. Yes, I'm a union man. When we meet in the local hall, I'll be voting with them all. With a hell of a shout, it's out, brothers, out, and the rise of the company's fall.
Oh, you don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. You don't get me, I'm part of the union. Till the day I die. Till the day I die.
As a union woman, I'm wise to the lies of the company spies.
And she don't get fooled.
Good morning and welcome to the Fire Up Show, proudly presented to you by the Plumbers Union. I'm Rusty. It's a bit too cold in the morning, I guess.
It's very cold.
The fog's out.
Right. Yep. My mouth didn't work then, but anyway, we'll get into it. We've got our coffee here, so we'll fire up. Hercules, how are you, mate? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Rusty. Morning, listeners. Yeah, good to be here. Still riding on that big high of the last Radiothon show.
Yep.
So that's it. Excited to get stuck into today's show.
That's it, man. That's it. And Nathan.
Morning. Morning, Rusty. Listeners, everyone.
That's it, mate. How are we? You got the Eureka top on there.
Yep,
proudly
present. You can tell I went to Ballarat. Yep. Anything I bought.
Yeah, that's it. Hold the flaming pitch torch, right?
I did.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, good on you, man. Good on you. And Woz, how are you, bud?
Yassu. Just trying to fit in over here with my Greek brothers.
Yeah. Well, you had the techno music pumping just before.
Bit of 90s trance, nothing wrong with that.
The old Firewire, right?
Get you up and about.
You know, Z's from Heidelberg, he was.
Yeah.
Shuffling away.
We're just watching a video before, so August 5th is this documentary.
Yeah, that's it, the White Dove's Green Mitsubishi. anyway, right. But in good news, should we say, as Herc's just briefly mentioned, $10,395 and something cents is what's been raised.
Well done, boys. Well done.
Hey.
Well done, everybody.
By the Plumbers Union, the mighty Plumbers Union. We've raised that amount for obviously 3CR.
We keep going.
They're
going to change our bar, aren't they?
Yeah.
Definitely, man. Oh, well, the bar got jacked up again to $5,000 this year, and we obviously overcompensated.
Oh, we'll take next year off.
That's it, mate. That's it. So, no, we did a terrific job. That was good for all you boys, all the delegates involved. There was a few that still need to donate that haven't. So pull up your socks, fat lads. I know you're listening in, and donate. The usual suspects always donate as they have, and all the companies in between. So it's been absolutely phenomenal.
I think the precinct's been sent by one company. If you don't truck in this year, you've got to double it for next year. So yes. That's the same thing for the reps.
Yeah, oh, don't wait. Hey, Croft hasn't. Oh, I haven't forgotten. Croft hasn't bloody weighed in.
He
so
did. I saw a five.
No, $5.
Yeah, so he owes. Five,
he said 500 cents.
Yeah. No, don't worry. $1 million. Yeah, no. So, like anything, guys, we do want. Well, I'm going to hit him up for $1,000 next year. So, but anyway.
Yeah, he starts saving now.
Yeah, that's it.
He's got a year to save that grant.
So. Yeah. Well, he's got a bit of work coming up. He does. Actually. He'll be having to put some people on. You know, so I know he's lost a few. So, like anything.
He might have to start doing overtime.
I think that's what the situation is, the old sitcho, right?
I think they are now. I think they are.
Oh, my days.
Yes.
Yep, so, but anyway, we'll get straight into it, guys. Bit of waffling on. Herx, what's been happening, buddy? You been voting a few people up?
Yes, sure have. It's been a very busy couple of weeks. Voted up Vice President Cameron May out of the Capital Data Centre on Tuesday.
Well done, Cam.
So, the job itself, Johnny's been on here in the past, our West organiser, talking about the Footscray Data Centre of Capital and just how chaotic it is, and it's just 100 miles an hour, and we've got Brody out there doing a fantastic job, and the same job's going to come to Tullamarine. Marine, and lucky for us, we've got Cam available to go out there and see this ship and represent the members out there, because we'll have in excess of 200, 250 plumbers on the job.
It's a big job.
It is.
It's got a bit going on. You can sort of see it from everywhere, can't you?
Everyone tells me about it. There's seven cranes on there at the moment. Potentially
spotlight.
And, yeah. Everyone that lands at Melbourne Tullamarine Airport, like, get off and let you know about it as well.
Yeah, that's it.
The only thing cranes everywhere.
Yeah,
it's insane. Yeah.
I'm sure Capital will do a great job of running that one too.
Simon will be able to give you weekly updates, wouldn't he?
He would, yes. Simon Jewell. Yeah. He pops in here and there for me. On your sign. Now, look, to be honest, I don't say too many positive things about our friends at Capital, but Darren's out there. Darren Ingram is a 30-year veteran of the industry as a site manager.
He's a gentleman, Darren.
You had him out at Aurora for Pro Build.
Old Pro Build, yep.
So, he'll
help you out.
Well, you can't all say nice things about him.
No, no. He was one of the good ones.
Start slagging him off.
Don't tell me twice.
Yeah.
I don't even know him.
Yeah, they did make, $3.5 billion or something capital, or got $3.5 billion worth of work, so we want something thrown in for the next radiothon, so we'll say some nice things about it.
I'm sure they'll donate to the...
But, you know, look, voted up, you know, so we have got Wilson's out there, we've got Axis Plumbing out there, Ellis Air and Precision Fire for the interim. I believe Ryder might be joining them soon as well to help with some diesel lines, so it's just going to be,
That's good.
Full on. And on the other side of the coin, he did leave Amazon Robotics Center, where Cam was working. Reece and Moe got voted in yesterday there. So we've still got about 100 members on the job at Amazon Robotics Center, the multiplex job.
Reece does a fantastic job. He gets around the boys. The morale in his job's absolutely phenomenal.
Mm. Yeah, look, he really is going places, Reece. Definitely seen him grow in the last 12 months, and he's going to do a great job out there for us. You know, members are very happy to endorse him straight away, and he gave a good speech. And. Yeah. Yeah, everyone was happy to have him on the job. So
Pete almost had a heart attack when he took him away from him. Like, did he have a whinge? Did he? Yeah. Good old Peter Stullis. He's like, I'm back.
He's coming back though. No, we'll catch up for a coffee.
Yeah, that's his go-to, old Peter.
I rang him yesterday. I had exactly the same conversation.
It's a grinding Northcote.
No, we love Peter.
Pete is a great man. Like, big shout out to Pete.
He does a lot of favours for his old Peter.
He's a great man,
Puts a lot of members on.
Yeah, a lot of stewards. Yep. So.
I was just sitting here thinking about the radiothon again, just because my mind goes all over the shop. We actually got some merch coming out soon, don't we?
Ooh. Yes, we do,
Hot off the presses.
Yep. What have we got?
Some Fire Up Show merch, so that'll be good.
Yep.
That's... bit of a sponsored one for this one, but
yes, it is.
If it goes well, then hopefully it joins the regular collection. Get some stickers made up as well.
Well, just touching on stickers, Jake's mentioned to us the other day there's some new stickers coming out, some new designs. Yeah. Yes,
stickers.
Four to 5 years for this. Yeah. No, here they come.
Well, everyone's waiting. We got it.
And shirts and that. So
that's it. One of me and my Speedos, right, with the Plumbers Union hard hat on.
I think the members will take anything right now.
Not our stickers.
Sorry, that's AI.
Oh,
no, it's all changing.
It sure is,
That's good.
Yeah, so Reece and Cam endorsed this week, which has been good. Next couple of weeks, just on that Sharps Road, we'll have another Air Trunk's going to start to kick off with Geshkis, so we'll have someone else starting out there as well.
It's a little street, isn't it?
It is.
Busier than Burke Street.
At the moment, yes. Right, yeah, I took Billy Driver down there yesterday. He's like, oh, geez. The North wasn't like this when I had it.
It was just all schools and stuff. Yeah, right. Lovely contractors. No, good on you, Herx. Lovely. Well put, mate. And Nathan, how are you, my friend?
I'm very well, thanks, Rusty.
Landed on your feet, mate. You're getting killing it out there.
No, I don't know, bub. Yeah. I think I've sprained my ankle.
Did a Ramsey? Yeah.
Nah, going good, mate. You've been running around with yourself as well with the... doing the EBAs for the prefab sprinkler companies.
We had a good mob yesterday, didn't we?
They were great guys.
Yeah.
Really good guys.
New South Wales?
New South Wales, keen, asking questions, wanted to, you know, get into the industry. And
wanted to sign it then and there on the spot.
Mate, if we had a pen, they would have signed it there.
100%.
Yeah, so, it's been good cruising around. Richmond's busy. Dandenong is simmering. That's going to explode one any day soon.
Yep.
There's a lot of work going on.
More ways than one.
Maybe not that way, but work wise.
We all thought that.
Yeah, so Dandenong is going to be a busy hub out there. So trying to get around, meet as many people, hang out with all the organisers, just to get along and meet everyone and go from there. So it's been good experience, just trying to absorb as much as I can, have a laugh along the way. And it's a few toolboxes with members. Been talking about, upcoming agreements, what people want, what people don't like. So it's good to get that feedback off the membership. That's what it's all about. It's their EBA. Excuse me. So it is. It's been a good experience so far, mate. So
that's it, man. No, you're killing it, mate. You're doing a good job, and you're on the money in relation to those guys wanting to sign yesterday. But like anything, obviously that they want to be one of the majors upcoming by the looks of things, and they were obviously asking all the right questions, and they said we don't want to rock the boat. We just obviously it's an industry standard, and they want to uphold the industry standard. So we can only ask that of them. So terrific.
If they can add something to the industry, why not?
Yeah, that's
something
exactly
for the better.
Right.
You know, makes the industry better, and everyone can keep up with the leaders. And,
yeah, that's it. You know, well, as we were driving there, we got a phone call off another competitor, you can say. And that
happy
was,
competitor.
Yeah, slagging them. And we sort of said, well, hold your horses. We're on our way there now. And
after
meeting them, we were going to call that competitor back and say, listen, they want to sign. We don't know where you're going with it. Yeah. But
at least
yeah.
call them by the right name.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Be careful. We get sued over this one. But anyway.
It's been good. It's been good, that whole experience with the agreements. And
yeah, definitely, mate.
Building relationships and meeting people and getting their take on things. So
yeah, that's it, man. Yeah. And
it's good. Good.
Good on you.
You wrote up a rep, did you?
Yeah. Scruffy. Good old Scruffy.
On your Scruff.
On your Scruff. So he's Scruff. On Oscool's books. He's out 525 Church Street in Richmond. He's with Oscool's out there. Chad Oak.
Who's a fire mob?
Our mates FDN are out there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Well, Simon's always happy to chip in, isn't he?
Yep.
Right? He's always willing.
He's got a bit of work on. Yeah. I've also got Chad.
I think his phone is just affected by that Telstra outage all the time. Specifically located to his phone.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, they got a bit of work on FDN. So
the members are great. Like, shout out to Stephen and all the boys. But,
long-term member. Gave him an award out there. With Herc's.
He's a
swear jar. Is
this thing on? So he's a champion, Steve. So they got Riverside as well. That's coming up. It's going to be six
big towers. Job.
That's
big
dangerous.
Job.
VP.
Darko's out there.
Yep. So that's taken off any week.
Right next door to the Swedish meatballs.
IKEA.
Yeah.
Lovely. Yeah,
boy, flat pack and check out.
Yeah, that's right.
lunch will be cheap.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
up to the
$2
up to the dining hall.
$2
hot dog.
$2. Yeah.
Some weird elderberry drink.
Swedish Red Bull.
Yeah. Talk about green Mitsubishis. Anyway, and it was a. How we going, mate? What's happening? Talk to us.
A bit of everything, mate. Bit of everything. Mm-hmm. North is pumping. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get my head around that at the moment with the list of tools, list of jobs. It's sort of everywhere, Rusty. You know better than me.
Yeah.
Finishing off a few of these offsite agreements, the Ventia guys voted and endorsed the agreement.
Well done. Nice. Good work.
Which is good. It's been a big bit of a delay there. They're 12 months behind, so we're effectively 12 months into the agreement, but they have committed to full back pay on all entitlements, all overtime, everything.
Zach, congratulations.
So,
great work. Well done,
mate. It's got nothing to do with me.
You took the reins, mate. You've done a fabulous job.
It's got nothing to do with me. It's the members out there sticking fat, not buckling under the pressure and just holding out to get what they wanted. I wouldn't say it's a perfect at this point. There's a few other things that we wanted to see in there, but again, we're 12 months into this agreement, so in 18 months we'll be back at the bargaining
table. That's what I'm saying.
Hopefully there's a few other people sitting across from us rather than the ones we had this time.
Yeah, the lawyers from
Sydney.
Yeah.
Lover.
Yeah,
that is a doozy.
Real doozy. But, mate, just getting around, man. Getting around, keeping busy. Chapel Street's pumping now.
Mm.
It's good. Share the border with these two over here now, so that's always handy.
We've got to hit the streets.
Especially down in that Paran Chapel, Toorak area, where you don't know if it's yours or whoever's area it is. So
traffic lights, it's like on this side of the line.
Yeah, that's right. We're just going and dance around together. It's good fun.
Yeah
that's it, mate. Well said and well put. Yeah, lovely, man. Good report back. Like anything, guys, we're pretty much halfway through the show, so I'll kick it over to a song. And what you chose this absolute ripper.
Well, the World Cup's on. There's no soccer on today, but doesn't mean we don't get to hear a bit of Les Murray. So
lovely. All right, let's kick it over.
In 1972, under a scorching June sun, in the French coastal town of Marseille, two Algerian immigrants awaited the birth of their fifth child. Later that day, a star was born.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Wayne Rooney, Verón, Suarez, Van Basten, Gianluigi Buffon, Xavi, Iniesta, Drogba, Hazard, Tevez, Schweinsteiger, Steven Gerrard, Alessandro Del Piero, Neymar Forlan, Özil, Nakata, Jean-Pierre Papin, Balak, Van Persie, Beckham, Giggs, Scholes, but the strongest of them all. Zinedine Zidane. Nedved Maldini, Aguero Raul, Casillas Cavani, Benzema Mandžukić, Mario Balotelli, Zlatan Ibrahimović, Lothar Matthäus, Shevchenko Cantona, Ronaldinho Ronaldo, Romario Rivaldo, Robinho Ramirez Kaká, Falcao, Frank Ribery, Pirlo Cahill Company, but the strongest of them all.
And just like that, we're back. What a fabulous track.
What a tune. Great pick, was.
Right, one of the best.
Yeah. Very nostalgic.
Got a few Melbourne locals. From the delegates, they all like it. So.
Well, how could you not?
Yeah, lovely.
2014 classic.
Well, the ethnic delegates, yes.
Yeah. Well, talking about the World Cup, I was with you when we went out to vote Cam up, and there was a game on, and they had the screen playing in the pre-start area. It was one of the worst received toolboxes we'd ever done because no one was listening. They were just watching Belgium.
We thought it would be something unique, vote up a delegate with the World Cup in the background, and it backfired dramatically. So did we. I think we turned around halfway because the commentator started talking really loud. Like, what's going on
here? Lukaku kicks a goal. Everyone's going to stop.
100%. Yeah, the toolbox went for 2 hours. I love it.
There's no penalty, so we had to get out of there.
Yeah, no, awesome. I'll just touch on my area. Like anything, there's a few things happening down actually in Port Melbourne. Everyone's getting a bit confused at the moment down in Sardine Street, right where I guess the CFMU training grounds are. There's obviously a data centre that's going to be happening down there. Everyone's mistaken thinking it's Capital, but there is one in Capital. There is one that Capital are doing as well. So there's two data centres pretty much back-to-back as far as streets go, and the data centre is that big that they're actually going to be doing a water treatment plant to facilitate the water for the data centre. That just shows how big it is. And Fulton Hogan are down there at the moment, so is Delta, just smashing down some old factories to make way for, obviously, the treatment plant, which will then obviously be a data centre. And then
feed
the beast, pretty much. So there is a bit going on out there.
That's good.
South Bank as well. Coventry Street, actually, we went down there yesterday.
Yep.
There's about four jobs in one hit, just off Bank Street there. High off the press, we're hearing Hamilton Marino have picked that up. That's about 200-odd million. Got Ironside on St Kilda Road there. That's another big one that's sort of underway. Down off Coventry Street, you've got another Ironside job. That's about 180 million. And then just off Dorcas Street, you've got another Hacer job, and that's a big one as well. That's about 27 stories high and five basements deep. BP Plumbing have got that one.
They're busy, BP.
They've got
busy, he's like answering his phone.
No, they've got a bit of work on as well, BP, like anything. There's a bit.
Remember last time Nick didn't answer his phone, Rust?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we won't go into that. Well, I don't want to get sued.
He still gets PTSD. First time I've met him.
So it's a Cbus property job.
Invest in your future.
They would be hiring, Rossi, BP?
Yes,
yeah, they would be hiring, yes.
As far
04.
BP are putting some people on. They have got a fair bit of work. Mm. Melbourne Elite as well, they've picked up a bit. They got one in your area, was in Fitzroy, Gasworks. They've started that.
Yep.
There's three stages out there as well, so which is fabulous. There is a bit going on.
But they seem to be chopping these jobs up. I guess it's a bit of risk mitigation, but rather than one builder picking it up or doing the whole lot at once. They seem to be staggering the starts on them, so, which is, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
That's it. Mm. And there's actually another job opposite, which GNC actually had a convo with you about, but anyway, we won't go
into it too much. Yeah, we'll call up with GNC, actually, so, and Clint to, you can't fault the boys. They've come in the last six months. They've started up a new company, signed the agreement straight away with us, and they've picked up probably five or six jobs. So they're going to go from, they're at roughly 30 members now. They'll probably go to about 100 by the end of the year.
Mm. Yeah. Well, they've got 15 alone just on that Docklands near the wheel there, which is another capital project. And there's two stages to that, but they're going to do it in the one hit, and that's it's close to 990 or 960 apartments.
Jeez,
so
monster.
It's an absolute monster, mate. Tyrone, ex-plumber, back in the day, he's actually the CFMU delegate.
Oh, yeah,
there,
we went out there the other week.
Good bloke.
A few of them, isn't there? Yeah. A few of them, ex-plumbers.
Yeah, no, he is, mate. And him were on a pro-build job back in the shopping centre back in the day. And some people were getting haircuts, some people were going to movies, true story. And me and him were sunbaking on the top of the roof until the construction manager for pro-build come up on a scissor and saw us all there with the music on. We weren't there the next day, let me tell you. That was a Billy Ramsey special, that one. He got us all a start out there, about 15 of us. So it was actually a good
thanks
job.
Thanks, Billy, we'll just sunbake.
Look, it's awesome. Billy, I don't even know what to say.
Like, Billy wouldn't do that.
We're at the plaza.
Yeah, no, it was. And what's his name was out there? God rest his soul. Johnny Parsons was a delegate out there.
He was.
Yeah, he was. So that was a pretty good job. So, but anyway, it's good to speak about a bit of history. So, we had the general meeting as well the other day. That was fabulous. There's about 150 people there in the room. It was absolutely well attended. Fabulous, right?
Yeah.
So it was a good report back as well in relation to, I guess, upcoming things happening within our industry or, you know, the construction
direction of the union, the whole lot.
Yep.
You know, you want to hear it firsthand. It was chaired by Jake.
Yep.
Earl's obviously
on long service leave.
Yep.
Which is well earned, but it was well attended. You know, the members that turned up were well informed. So
yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, no,
it's always good to see live members in the room as well, with Barry Fitton and Condell Darkus.
Nazar
as well was there.
Nazar!
Yeah. Morning, Nazar!
That's how I've always remembered it. When I first started coming to meetings 15 years ago, we used to have, was it Leon?
All the old boys. We all used to jump off the seat.
Eddie Joyce used to be there as well.
Oh, Eddie was a champion, mate. He was a good bloke.
But it was a good mix. A lot of young guys there too.
Yeah, it was. You can see, I guess, the change in the guard, and it was fabulous to see.
A lot of next gen fellas were there. And
Speaking of next gen, Ross, meeting coming up.
See how I smoothly put that
well
in.
Well played.
Very well done.
Well put. We got our first one at Narre Warren, don't we, Herks?
We sure do.
Which will be awesome.
Yeah, August 19th, 5 PM, Narre Warren.
Yep, get down there.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for 12 months, and it's coming to fruition. So
yeah, that's it.
Get on down.
Get down there, boys.
Everyone was sort of been talking a long time. Oh, when can we do one out in the east? Yep. And we said, all right, let's make it happen.
Yep.
Has to happen. It's a big growth corridor. Huge. There's plenty of our members that live out in Cranbourne and
Pakenham and Dandenong,
Botanical Ridge or whatever it's called. You know, all those towns out there that are getting built out the back of Officer and all the like. There was a big chunk of work out there for a while, Russ, especially when you were looking after it.
Yeah, it was. A lot of schools and stuff like that. Mm.
And there still is. There's a lot of big expansion corridor. So there's
Bunnings,
a lot of members out that way. Bunnings. And it's the gateway to the valley. So we might even get some members coming out of, you know, Druin and wherever else.
Yeah, packing
them and stuff. Even our friends in like Alinda and Gembrook, like our Dave Neils and...
Yeah, it's
those kind of people out there.
Troy Thompson was happy to have one close by. He goes, I've got one close for a change. Only half an hour away.
Yeah, that's right.
So get down, support it. It is a good
100%,
thing.
100%, right?
Especially if you're from out that way. That's what it's designed for. It's
a bit of a drive for the North boys, which, like anything, I mean, it's been in their favour for a long time at Brunswick and everything in between.
The last 8 years, to be honest. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So now we're going to have get some hotel rooms.
Certainly in a way trip, but
the Formula One hotel works as well. You know,
when we've got
is there any good hotels out there, right?
When we've got committed members that are driving from there to Carlton or Brunswick or even to Geelong for some of the next gens down there, you know, it's about time that we chucked one at Narre. And you know, Pikeac
out there is a great setup.
You know, it's got the auditorium. It'll be great to see it filled full of next geners. It'll be good.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Mm. So it'll be fabulous. So that, guys, we're towards the end. Does anyone want to leave some leaving remarks before we obviously shoot off?
Well, shout out to Joffa. I think there's only one more company, mech company, he needs to work for, and he's conquered the whole lot.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, I saw the photo. Yeah. Fabulous.
Which one do you reckon is his favourite?
The one that pays him currently.
Yeah.
No, we can't go through a radio show without mentioning Joffa. So yeah. Shout out to Joff.
No, that's
he started on a new job this week, so I believe he'll get endorsed next week. So
I think
he's doing a Sizzlift ticket, Sizzlift course today, actually. So
also, Andy did ask to come on the show. Apologies, just obviously didn't get a chance to call your mate. Just been a bit busy, so apologies as well. So, all right, lovely.
Awesome. Good on you, boys.
All right, thank you. See you later, boys. You.
Have a good one.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.